him at his word, just to rest upon his promise and to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove them more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, and in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
Thank you, Jesus. We trust you this morning, Father God. And as we come before your throne, Lord, we just want to lift you up this morning, God, and give you your rightful place, Father, on your throne and in our hearts as well, Father. Your rightful place in this congregation, Lord, as we praise you and as we worship you, Lord. And we just want to sing how awesome you are, Lord. We just want to proclaim your greatness, Father. We want to proclaim that you are God in this place. You are God in our community, Lord. And you are awesome, Father. You are our healer, our Savior, Lord, our deliverer, Father God. You are our hope this morning, Father, and we just want to praise you, Lord, as we come before you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, create in us a clean heart this morning as we come before you. Sing to him this morning, church, asking him for a clean heart, a right spirit within us this morning as we praise him. Amen.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O joy of
salvation and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore sing how awesome you are this morning, Lord. Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the Jesus is coming soon, and that very moment we will be struck with awesomeness, and we will praise him, and we will worship throughout eternity. So let's sing that last verse. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and then proclaim my God. God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great. My soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! Praise him, praise him. Please be seated, church. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. And our brother minister, Reverend Lorenzo, will come and bring us the word of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Yes,
let's go, Pastor.
Thank you, Brother Pedro. Amen, amen. To God be the glory this morning. God is good, amen. Yes. And if you can't answer that affirmatively, look in the mirror. Did he wake you up this morning? Amen. Put food on the table for you? Clothes on your back, watched over you all night long, amen. It's good to be in the house to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to all of God's children, all of God's people. Brother Craig, Eva, in the absent, wherever they may be, God watch over them, and all of you that are under the sound of my voice. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor.
Let us pray. Our Father God in heaven, we come right now saying thank you for yet another blessed day. Thank you, O God, for the things you have done for us and the things that you are doing and what you will do in the future. We thank you, O God, for watching over us, our families, loved ones, and this town, this community, this church, oh God, for only you know what's going to happen. You can see further down the road, oh God, than what we can. You already know who you're going to place here. You know what's going to happen, and it's just, we just pray, oh God, that as long as they are God-driven and got you in the center of their life, then we cannot lose with the stuff God used. Father God, we ask that you bless us. It's only you can do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, my brothers and sisters, this is not one of those, probably not one of them shouting sermons that you probably hear me speak sometime. And it's not one of those sermons that I would like to say some people do, to name it and claim it. Jump up and name what you want, claim it, and get it. I asked for $1 million a long time ago. I'm still waiting on it. But when I asked the good Lord to forgive me of my sins, to save me, made him my Lord and Savior, it happens. Amen.
Amen.
I know that this, if I don't finish it today, in a couple of weeks, I'll come back for part two. For this morning, we're going to talk about what manner of man is this? See, many people don't like to talk about evil wickedness, demonic spirit, evil influences, but it does exist. When Jesus was approached by the sons of God, and there was an extra person there by the name of Satan. God asked him, say, what you doing hanging out in this crowd? He said, I'm going to and fro, roaring, you know, like seeking like a lion, seeking who I can devour. Jesus said, well, have you considered my servant Job? Well, Lord, you got a hedge around him. I can't get to him. I can't touch him. You got a fence around him. I can't get to him. But God said, I tell you what, I'm going to remove that hedge. You can do what you want to, but don't touch his soul. That belongs to me. So what I'm trying to tell you is this. The devil can't do nothing unless God give him permission to do so. Things that you're going through, things that are happening, the devil might have brought it to you, but God had to let him do it. And why? Because he knows you can handle it. Oh, I know you done been through a lot of stuff, going through a lot of things are happening. Things are not so good. Lord, why me? Why me? Why not you? Let God use you to be an example so that God could get to glory. Amen. Let him use you. With that in mind, my brothers and sisters, let's turn to the book of Mark, chapter 5. Some of y'all already know where I'm going with it. Mark chapter 5. And it reads, beginning at verse 1. So they arrive at the other side of the lake in the region of Gerasene. See, when Jesus climbed out of the boat, a man possessed by an evil spirit came out from the tomb to meet him. This man lived in the burial caves and could no longer be restrained, even with a chain. Whenever he was put to chains and shackles, he often snapped the chains from the wrist and smashed the shackles. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Day and night, he wandered among the burial caves and in the hills, howling and cutting himself with sharp stones. When Jesus was still distance away, the man saw him and ran to meet him and bowed before him. With a shriek, he screamed, why are you interfering with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? In the name of God, I beg you, don't torture me. But Jesus had already said to the serpent, the spirit, come out of the man, you evil spirit. Then Jesus demanded, what is your name? And he replied, my name is Legion, because there are many of us inside this man. Then the evil spirits begged him again and again not to send them to some distant place. There happened a large herd of pigs feeding on the hillside nearby. Send us into those pigs, the spirits begged. Let us enter them. So Jesus gave them permission. There we go. Jesus gave them permission. He has to give permission for these things to happen. The evil spirit came out of the man and entered the pigs, and the entire herd of about 2,000 pigs plunged down the deep hillside into the lake and drowned in the water. The herdsmen fled to the nearby town surrounding the countryside, spreading the news as they ran. People rushed out to see what had happened. A crowd soon gathered, and Jesus and they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons. He was sitting there fully clothed and perfectly sane. They were all afraid. Then they all had seen what had happened, told the others about the demon-possessed man and the pigs. Amen? To God be the glory for his most holy word. In the book, in the chapter 5 of Mark, there are three lost causes. Three seemingly impossible cases. There's a demon-possessed man. There's a diseased woman, and then there's a dead child. Three seemingly impossible situations. But I just want to spend a little time dealing with this demon-possessed man. Whether I finish or not, then well, we'll come back. Now, Jesus, in no uncertain terms, can take what seems impossible and make it miraculous and turn it around and make it possible. Amen? In Mark chapter 5, Jesus shows us that he can do that. He has the power over demons, power over disease, and the power even over death. The demon-possessed man meets Jesus in chapter 4. Mark's gospel is where they encountered a fierce storm. Jesus and the disciples in this storm. And it was very violent. But Jesus was what? Sleeping. So they all ran and they woke up Jesus and said, "Jesus, teacher, teacher," what they called him, say, "Oh, master, teacher, why are you just laying there sleeping? And here we are about to perish in this storm." And Jesus got up. "Peace, be still." And the Bible tells me there was a great calm. Amen. So those in the boat begin to look at each other saying, "My God, what manner of man is this that can speak to the wind and the wave?" And they listen. Even the wind obeys him. They asked the question in chapter 4, but the question is answered in chapter 5. Read your Bible. I told y'all I ain't going to say it if it ain't in here. Because as soon as they landed and got out of the boat, that's when they came upon this demon-possessed man. He possessed with demons, and he's so strong that the demons that in him, when they bind him with shackles and bind him with chains, he just breaks them. His dwelling place is among the tombs, caves. It's not a nice, beautiful, manicured cemetery either. No, 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 no. Not like Portmayaca when he, you know, go on the edge around the tomb and keep it shade, keep it the grass cut. No, 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 no. It wasn't like that. It was in the hills and the tombs, and they took these tombs. You know what they did? They had these caves and these hills. They put dead, rotting bodies in these tombs. This is where he lived. This man lived among the dead. So you got a living man living among the dead. But just like this man that's possessed with these demons has a storm in his life, just like the storm was over the sea, there's a man named Jesus. And this storm was ripping the boat violently, just like these demons violently tearing this man's life apart. Amen. Now, my brothers and sisters, I want you to see this man is a slave to these demons. He's demon-possessed. The demons have taken hold of him. He cuts himself with stones. He's bleeding everywhere. All during the day and night, they hear him screaming and yelling and hollering. He's bleeding profusely. He's demon-possessed. Now, my brothers and sisters, sometimes when you're talking to somebody and every word that come out of their mouth is untrue, and they are lying, they tell the truth so much till they believe themselves, they'd rather tell a lie on credit than they tell the truth for cash. Y'all will get that in a minute. You ever thought about maybe this person that you're talking to has a lying spirit in them? Amen. A lot of folks don't like to talk about these type things. They don't like to talk about it. They don't think it exists. All through the night, they hear this man screaming and cutting himself stones, and he's possessed by these demons. He's lost. He's wild. Now, the scripture says in King James that they couldn't even tame him. I was reading that. I said, "Wait a minute. You tame animals. You don't tame people." They couldn't control him. This man was so wild. He was so violent. These demons possessed him. Nothing they could do could bring him under control. They couldn't subdue him. Chains couldn't hold him. He couldn't be held because he was violent. There was nothing they could do to deliver this man from this demon possession. He's lost. He's wild. He's antisocial. He has antisocial behavior, but he had superhuman strength. Wow. Untainable disposition. Slayed the demon possession. Now, to me, that's a picture of a man or a woman that's what? Without God. I know some of y'all don't believe some of this stuff. You're a little squeamish, don't like to hear about it, talk about it. But there are things that need to be discussed and talked right up here. I believe that the devil has power to take control of you. The devil does have power, but it do not have omnipotent power. He does not have all power. Only God has that. But he does have power, and he'll try you. There is such a thing as spiritual warfare. Amen. If you turn to Ephesians 6 and 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. The prince of darkness, the prince of the air, Satan. And the Bible says that if you don't bind the strong man, he'll come back to possess you seven times stronger than the one that vacated you. There is such a thing called prince of the power of the air, and that's Satan himself. He's not in control, but he does have some control. God, at this point in time, at that doing this had not bound him yet. That's why a lot of super spiritual people stop claiming that there's no devil. And stop claiming that you can bind the devil. How you gonna do something that God hadn't done yet? Amen. Satan will show up. But when you give your life to Christ and when the Holy Spirit abode in you, abide in you, and you in it, Satan can't mess with you. He'll try. He'll come at you. But he will not possess you with the Holy Spirit inside of you. Amen? See, God ain't done yet. You have to understand that he's strong, but he's not as strong as God. The Bible says, take heed that when you're standing, unless you fall. And everybody here is subject to the power of Satan. I know y'all, some of y'all, amen, holy, too blessed to be stressed, got all the power, been at the church 40, 50 years. Satan is not scared of you. Paul said that every time, not once in a while, not sometime, but every time I desire to do good, evil is always present. And the good that I would do, I find myself not doing. And the things I said I would not never do again, I find myself doing it. Oh, what wretched man I was, but I am. Now, I'm a Christian. And I still struggle with the devil. Now, if y'all be honest with me, if some of y'all be honest, you look at him, Brother Drayton, I struggle with him too. Can I testify? Help me testify. It's a constant struggle. It's a constant battle. Now listen to me. Once I met Jesus, can I be possessed? Now, Satan can manipulate me, he can stimulate me, he can motivate me, he can activate me. But once I met Jesus and he's the Holy Spirit in me, he cannot possess me. I didn't say he won't come at me. I didn't say that. Don't take something I say and run out here and tell a lie on Brother Braden, because he will come at you. And you have to be receptive. Have to be receiving. Satan will come at you. He came at Jesus. Who do you think you is? But once I gave myself and I asked God to forgive me of my sin, I repented, my soul is under new management. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is what? A new creature. Old things are passing away. Behold, new things become new. But if I'm just telling you the truth this morning. All of us struggle with something. All of us struggle with the devil, evil influences. Don't listen to all that stuff when people are telling you that there's no devil. There's no such thing as evil in the world. For somebody to rape a baby, that's evil. For somebody to beat an old elderly lady up and kill her, that's evil. For a mother to stab her baby, that's demonic possession. That's evil. All you got to do is turn the TV on and listen to the news and tell me that we don't deal with evil every day. It's hard to find good news when you turn the TV on. Amen, somebody. God, it's God, only God keeps us. When you go to sleep, you can wake up and you can be out of your mind. Say you can be bum plump crazy, but God watches over you. God take care of you. You wake up with your mind stayed on Jesus. You wake up with your right frame of mind. It does not have to happen that way. For we struggle with evil influences. Amen. Can I get a witness this morning? Amen, somebody. See, Satan is on his job. He's going to and fro. He told Jesus that I'm seeking whom I may devour. He can make you think you're doing good or the right thing when you're doing something wrong. Satan can do that. That man is controlled and enslaved by demons. But when he meets Jesus, he moves from slavery to savior. The demons had him enslaved. They possessed him. But you got this savior right here. Now even the demons got sense enough, follow me, to bow in front of Jesus. Demons. Now let me throw up an umbrella right here. Tell you a real quick story. I was in Georgia. Y'all know, I tell you about Georgia because I'm a Georgia boy when I went to school up at Fort Valley State University. And, you know, I was still young. Psst, I had a little cold one. I ain't afraid to tell you because I don't do it no more. That's what I used to do. And whenever we saw a funeral procession going down the road, usually if these cars drove by a beer place, alcoholic place, a juke joint, these guys would take their hat off. As the funeral procession drove by, they'll take their hat off. And if someone was playing dice, I'm telling you what I know because I've seen it. They'll stand in attention as that move of God and those people pass by. Amen, somebody. They did that. Even the winos, the gamblers, pay respect for the move of God. Now, that always amazed me when I saw that. You can be so possessed by alcohol, people start calling you a drunk. You can be so possessed by telling lies, people call you a liar. You can be so possessed by doing other things that some females do for money, and you be called a prostitute. Demons, even demons got sense enough to bow before God. Even these people that are outside gambling, shooting dice, had sense enough to respect God. So I'm saying the same to you. If people like that got sense enough to respect God, and here we are supposed to be Christians, how come we can't say just amen sometimes? How come we say, Lord, I thank you sometimes? How come we can't say, Lord, Lord, thank you for watching over me. Thank you for watching over my children. Thank you for the job that I got. Thank you for a few dollars I can rub in my pocket. Lord, I thank you. Not everybody can say that. It might not be the job I want, but hey, pay the bills. It might not be all the money in my pocket, but I'm going to get another check. I keep working. Lord, thank you. Because I know if you did this, you can do that and take me to a better place. You know, sometimes I know people do things differently. To being a preacher, you got to have a thick skin. You can look out, take a panoramic view of the congregation, and folks can be looking at you like, what is he talking about? Like a knot on the log, frowning up. And then a person next to that person could be saying, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. I understand people express themselves differently. Some people can look at you and they love the Lord with all they got is in them, but they don't do it like that other person next to them that's up and down, running down the aisle, going backwards, up. Lord, have mercy, Jesus, back because you express yourself differently. I'm not saying that you don't love him like that one that's doing like David, that danced before the Lord, danced out of his clothes. But every now and then, the Holy Spirit ought to get in you. You ought to just jump up and say, Lord, I just thank you today. When I was going down the road and a car was coming at me head on and it missed me by 3 inches, 2 more inches, then it hit me. I said, Lord, I thank you. It was nobody but you. Lord, I thank you. Now, you can sit there and say, well, Lord, I thank you. I made it one more day. No. I'm going to be like David. I'm going to dance. And Lord, I thank you. But I ain't going to dance out of my clothes because y'all might run away. But I'm going to dance. Say, thank you. This man, his man that was demon-possessed. See, now, like I said, you might not shout today and you might, you know, say whatever. This is what they say about preachers. See, everybody will pat you on the back and say, good job. Don't mean good job. Some people do. Everybody says, oh, I love that sermon. Some people do. But then when they get home, sit around the dinner table, they don't have fried chicken. They have fried preacher. They sit there and talk about the preacher. You have to have a thick skin, but that's just the way it is. It's not for the faint. See, many are called, but only a few are chosen. Amen. Only a few. It might be news to some of y'all. This man here. You know, like I said, even the people on the street and the demons had sense enough to bow before Jesus. Is anybody here today that want to tell the Lord thank you? You know, lest I hold you too long, Isaiah says, it was in the year that King Uzziah died that I also saw the Lord high and lifted up. His train filled the temple. It was filled, and the house was filled with smoke. Seraphim had 2 wings to cover their face, 2 wings to cover their feet, and 2 wings to fly. But in the presence of God, even the doorpost that was nailed down to the floor, an inanimate object, a wooden structure, in the presence of God, got up from the floor and moved. Y'all don't believe that. Y'all know y'all don't. We're going to have to get that scripture and show that to you. Yeah, we got to get that scripture and show it to you. Y'all don't believe that. Y'all don't believe that. Now, let's turn to the book of Isaiah. Amen. Isaiah 6 chapter. Verse 1. It was in the year King Uzziah died that I saw the Lord. He was sitting on a lofty throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Attending here were mighty seraphim, each having six wings. With two wings they covered their face, with two wings they covered their feet, and with two wings they flew. They were calling out to each other, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of heaven's army. The whole earth is filled with his glory." Their voices shook the temple to its foundation, and the entire building was filled with smoke. Then I said, "It's all over, I am doomed, for I am a sinful man. I have filthy lips. I have among the people with filthy lips. Yet I have seen the King, the Lord of heaven's army." Then one of the seraphim blew to me with a burning coal and had taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. He touched my lips with it and said, "See, this coal has touched your lips. Now your guilt is removed and your sins are forgiven." Isaiah 6, 1 through 4. Amen. Hey, Satan, you ain't gonna win this one. Not long as I'm standing here. Isaiah chapter 6. Verse 4, "And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke." Now, you got a wooden post at the door. Even the post had sense enough to get up. An inanimate object made of wood had sense enough to get up and move the presence of Almighty God. The post don't even have a soul. God Almighty. Hey, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 4. Read that because you'll believe me. It's in there. I ain't going to tell it to you if it's not in there. Amen? That's amazing. That's why when I was reading this, and it said even the demons had sense enough to bow in front of Almighty God. Then I kept reading, I did my study, they're talking about a doorpost. I said, a doorpost, that's a wood, that don't have a soul, that don't live. Even the doorpost, an inanimate object, got up and moved. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Amen, somebody. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. And God is Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and foes, came upon me to what? Eat up my flesh. They what? They stumbled and fell. God got me. And I know he got some of y'all too, but I can only speak for me. He got me. Amen, somebody. In Matthew chapter 9, the demon says to Jesus, "You come here to torment us before time? You mean it's over already before it even begin? You ain't been to Calvary yet. You haven't died yet." That's chapter 9. Jesus said to the man, "Come out, you unclean spirit." And Jesus said, "What is your name?" See, you can be so consumed by what's possessing you till you think you're it and you become it. So what is your name? Now, the Bible doesn't say immediately whether Jesus was talking to the man or talking to the demons. Follow me now. But the demons had possessed the man. So the demons had took control of the man. So was the demon and the man one? Things can consume you so much that you think you it. But the demon spoke up and said, "My name is Legion. We are many." So I went and did a little bit more. I say, now, if you drink a lot of alcohol, somebody start calling you an alcoholic, after a while, guess what? You're going to answer the alcoholic. They tell a bunch of lies, guess what? You can answer being a liar. Jesus didn't ask him what the problem was. He asked him, "What's your name?" You got a name. You're not a problem, you're a name. He wanted to know your name so that he can cure your problem. Amen. Legion, legion, we are legion, we are many. The Roman army, soldiers, legion, that's like 6,000 soldiers ready. That's a lot of soldiers. That means that's a lot of demons in this man. Matter of fact, with that kind of people, that 6,000, no wonder he can grab chain and shackles and break them like toothpick. It's a lot of people, a lot of demons. 6,000. But now, getting back to your name. See, you have a name, but you also have a habit. Your name may be Mr. So-and-so, but your habit might be drinking too much. Your habit might be stealing too much. That's a habit. That's why Jesus asked him, "What's your name?" So if he gets your name, he can break your habit. He don't call you by what your habit is. You're not a habit. You got a name. See, you got to study this thing. You just can't read and be a surface Bible reader. You got to go and dig deep. You got to go and get your resources and even talk to people that you know that are more astute than you. Just don't believe everything they say. Do your own research, amen? Oh, yeah, that's just like going to the internet. Google search. It'll lie to you, too. It'll give you a lot of information. It will. Thank God for modern technology. Thank God for social media. But some of that stuff on there will take somewhere else straight where you don't want to go. Amen. Tell some of my kids, you know, they got the little phones and they got the little, and they're taking the test. You're not supposed to have your phone out. So some of the girls got the long hair. They got the earpiece and they cover the head, cover the hair, you can't see it, right? Some of them, you know, like this, they got the smartphone. And I say, you know what? This whole class got every problem that was wrong, all of them got it wrong. Everything that was misspelled, they all misspelled the same word. Everything, I say, you know what? Class, listen here. What, Mr. Drake? Sit down, but be quiet. If you go cheat, at least be good at it. At least sometimes, hey, look here, miss number two. Hey, you miss three. All y'all missed the exact same. Now we getting another test, and I'm gonna make this one up. So I went in, take more time, redid the test, gave the test out. I'm Mrs. Drayton, this is a different test. Exactly. This one go count that other one? Nah. Now go tell your parents. Well, no, that's okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. Mom don't wanna know you're in here cheating. Amen. Now, when he spoke to these demons and these demons that was in this man, he was demon possessed. Now, 6,000 demons is a lot. That's a lot of issues, but I want to let y'all know something. We all have issues. Amen. I have issues. I got a lot of issues. I don't have just one issue. He probably could call me Legion because I got more than one issue. I struggle all the time with issues. I don't just struggle with just one. There's a lot. And if you tell the truth, you do too. Amen. I struggle with lust. Yeah, I said it. I struggle with pride. I struggle with anger. I struggle even with depression. I struggle with speaking to folks that I don't like. I struggle with it. I struggle with wanting to come to church sometimes, don't want to come to church sometimes. And truth be told, you do too, but I'm here. I struggle with that. There are a lot of issues that we struggle with, and I know some of y'all looking holding it out. If you tell the truth, some of y'all do too. Amen. I struggle with it, but I know once I get up and get my mind right, tell the Lord thank you and come on out, I'm glad I came. I'm glad I get blessed. I'm glad when I leave, I feel better than when I came. Because I realize that Jesus is with me when I get up. But I also realize that while I'm coming here, I can look over here right here with me. And he's standing at the door waiting, saying, come on, Brother Drayton, I've been waiting on you. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. I struggle, but I'm here, and I'm glad I came. I don't want to miss my blessing. Amen. He's that kind of God. Matter of fact, he's so much God that he didn't even have to touch the man. He just looked at him to come out of him. You evil spirit. That lets me know God can touch me no matter where he is. He can touch my brother in California. He can touch my brother in Palm Beach. He can touch you. He don't have to lay his hands on me physically to heal me, to bless me, or whatever, because he's God. It's all through the Bible. He didn't touch the man that was demon-possessed. He just looked at him and told the evil spirit, come out of him. He has to lay hands, although he do lay hands sometimes. He don't have to. The demon said, Lord, please don't torment us. There were some pigs, some people call swine. I'm a country boy, y'all call them hogs, whatever you want to. That was close by, and they wanted God to send them inside of them. Check it out. Look at what happened. They had to get permission from God to go inside of them. That's like I just told you. Something going on in your life. God knows about it. Satan might have brought it, but God allowed it. Why, Brother Drayton? Because he knows you can handle it, even though you might think you can't. But you can. You can handle it. But you have to let go and let God. Amen. You got to let God. Some folks say, well, God won't put no more than you can bear. I beg to differ. Oh, he'll put it on you. He'll put it on you. Yeah, he'll put so much on you. Sometimes you want to say, God, why are you doing this to me? Is that you? It must be Satan. All this Guyana I'm going through, all this stuff going on. My child won't act right. The spouse gone, and all kind of stuff going on. The job, they're looking at me funny, about to get fired. God, you can't be doing this to me because that's you. That got to be Satan. That loose me, Satan. God knows exactly what you're going through. Amen. Satan might have brought it, but they had to have permission. But now when you got the Holy Spirit abode in you, your body did. God will protect you. That demon cannot possess you. The demon will not stay where God is. If the Holy Spirit in you, you think the demon gonna stay there? He can't. You're a new creature. But if he leaves and come back, he come back 7 times stronger than when he vacated. And many. So I plead to you, accept the Lord as your Savior today. You allow him to come in your life. Ask for forgiveness. Now, you know, some people say, well, I'm saved. I want to be saved. You saved from what? What you saved from? See, I get this stuff because I deal with young people. You know, young people, but they mess with you. You might say, okay, I'm looking for someone that equally yoke. Mr. Drayton, why are you looking so equally yoke? What egg or something? She got to have eggs or something. What you talking about, Mr. Drayton? See, you got to train and teach people. And young folks, you have to train them. I want someone equally yoke. Somebody asked me that when I was at the teens. You got to prepare yourself to answer these questions. If not, it may go somewhere else. If you don't tell them, guess who will? Lil Wayne will. DMX will. If mom and dad don't tell them, somebody out there will. If you say, what do you call them? Young Jeezy, NBA, Never Broke Again. I know all that stuff because I deal with kids. Rappers. The young folks over there, they're laughing. Ooh, Mr. Drayton, yeah, I know. They say, I want to be saved. Saved from what? Now what do you tell them? They're waiting on the answer. What do you tell them? You got to plant that seed. You got to train. Saved from the penalty of sin. The power of sin. Amen. You have to be able to go to the Bible, show it to them. If not, somebody else will. And it might not be correct. It might not be Bible-based. It might not be what they need to hear. And then they become lost. Amen. You got to have that. You got to have training. You got to have it. Discipleship training, Bible study, Sunday school, new members training, orientation, Sunday school, baptism, all that stuff. Did it plenty of years. You have to. Sometimes you get, okay, I've been baptized. You get a child to come out and want to be baptized. Why you want to be baptized? My mama told me to come out here. Excuse me? My mother told me to come and get baptized. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing. But you have to take them, put them to the side, train them, and tell them what is baptism all about. Why your mom wants you to get baptized. Not just step out. And thank God for mom. Because my grandmother, her mother, she had a whole slew of grandchildren going down the road, walking, can't you know it, going to church. Whether you want to or not, if you weren't going, she had that one ear up, you coming. Oh, you going. And don't let her go back and tell Miss Drayton and my dad, Charles. My dad was sure, but I ain't want to deal with him. So you better go on and sit up there. And if you wasn't paying attention, you better act like you paying attention. Because they got back to them. My mama, you hear that look, boy, you wait till I get you home. Ooh, you just a freak. Godly woman talking to me like that. But thank God for Jesus, because look at me. I ain't locked up. I'm all right. But see, there are such things as evil spirits and wickedness in high places. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. See, the devil ain't going to come at you with a pitchfork and two horns sticking out looking for you. Mm-mm. Looking like creature features, some grotesque monster? No. The devil's not going to come at you like that, because that's not good bait. He won't get you like that. But he will come at you sitting next to you looking like Beyonce. Amen. Reba McEntire or somebody. Yes. There's a better chance of him getting you doing that. Why does he keep doing that? You know why? Because it keeps working. Amen. It keeps working. You have to repent from your sins. You have to accept the Lord as your Savior. You have to let the Holy Spirit abide in you and you in it. You have to. You can walk out these doors and drop dead. It's too late. Uh-oh. Now you're playing the eulogy. While you're above ground, while you have breath in your body, tell the Lord, thank you. Lord, forgive me of all of my sins. I repent of them. I accept you as Lord and Savior. I believe that you died and suffered on the cross and you rose again. Now, don't just leave him on the cross now. If he died, don't just leave him on the cross now. He had got to bring him up. He got to get up. That's what we believe in. Because when we look, we see an empty tomb. When you look for a Buddha, you'll find some bones or skeletons that probably look like him or him. Mahatma Gandhi and all these ones. But when you look for Jesus, the tomb is empty. He got up with all power in his hand. These demons, they there was no match for God. Even though there were 6,000 of them come out of this man. Now, that's a lot of demons to be dealing with. So when you get ready to deal with something, you better make sure that God told you to cast some demons out of somebody. Trust me, you don't want them jumping on you. Satan has power. But God got all power. He sits high. He looks low. He's at the apex. For all you mathematicians, the apex is at the very top. Very top. He's sovereign. If there's someone above you, if there's someone that you got to answer to, you ain't the man in charge. God has the answer to no one. He's in charge. System president, vice president, associate pastors, this and that, and moderators, system moderators, second verse, vice president, second, this, no, 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 no. You ain't in charge. You got a few under you, but that one at the very top, they say it's lonely at the top. Jesus Christ, there's nobody but him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now you got these demons that we done put in these pigs, even the pigs didn't want the demons inside of them. They ran down there in the lake and drowned. Amen. So you know what that meant? About 2,000 of them, won't be no more barbecuing, no more hog, no more pig feet, no more souse. Them pigs gone. Them folk wanted Jesus. Get away from them. Gone. Hurry up. Bye. Economically, it affects them. But what I'm telling you is this. It does exist. It does exist. Don't think it doesn't just because you don't see it. You ever wonder why something, you ever wonder why there's a sickness that you may have? You go to all these doctors, they can't find out what's wrong with you medically. They use all type of scientific equipment and they don't know what's wrong. You ever thought that sometimes, just sometimes, it might be spiritually in nature? Amen. We all got quiet now, but I'm about done. We're going to have a part two of this. They're going to go a little deeper. See, I talked to a preacher friend of mine up in Virginia. He said, hey, look at Doc. You got to take baby steps now when you're talking about that kind of stuff. Yes. Yes. Scripturally, this time when Jesus healed people that was demon-possessed, like the little boy. Once the demon came out of him, he was instantly healed. So was that sickness because of that? We'll get to that scripturally. See, I'm way ahead of it. I done mapped all that out. But you got to understand, give Christ your life. Ask for forgiveness. Repent of your sins. And always remember this. God always answers you. He does. It may not be what you want to hear, but he'll answer you. It may be no. It may be yes. It might be wait. Because sometimes God gives us some stuff that we want. We wish we wouldn't have got it then. God knows what's best. Amen? Amen. This I hold you too long, it's after 12. If you're here today and you don't feel like your life is on track, you don't feel like that if God was to come right now, you don't feel or think you would go back with him, you need to.